This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tasmania has made history, becoming the first state in Australia to compensate men convicted under laws that criminalised homosexuality. And it's a profound moment for those who lived through the fear, the humiliation, and lifelong stigma of those convictions, and a reckoning for a state that once held the harshest anti-gay penalties in the Western world. And Professor Paula Gerber is a professor of law at Monash University, was instrumental in advising the Tasmanian government on this scheme, and she joins us now. Paula, it's always good to have you on the Drive.
Thanks for having me back, Warren.
For those of us who weren't alive when these laws were in force, can you paint a picture of what life was like for gay men in Tasmania at the time?
Well, many people will be alive who were alive when these laws were in place, because Tasmania was the last to decriminalise, which they did in 1997. And prior to that, you were always living under the threat of being arrested, having a criminal record, being on the front page of the local newspaper, because the media loved posting stories about gay men and, you know, naming and shaming them in quotation marks. People were getting arrested for protesting about these laws. It was a really very homophobic and horrible time for gay men, and also for trans women, because Tasmania was the only state in Australia that actually criminalised cross-dressing. It was an offence for a male to go out between sunset and sunrise wearing female apparel.
Now, you met and you worked with some of the people directly affected by these laws. What kinds of stories, Paula, have stayed with you?
Look, I vividly remember one guy telling me he had worked in the same job for decades because he was too scared of changing jobs if they did a criminal record check and they found this offensive indecent assault was what he was charged with when he was caught kissing his boyfriend in a parked car. And in the end, in fact, the place where he worked spilled all the jobs and they had to reapply anyway. And he was completely traumatised that his history was going to be discovered. Other men I spoke to had retired. They wanted to do volunteer work, but that required a working with children check, and they couldn't pass one of those because of the criminal record they had.
So these convictions, Paula, I mean, they destroyed careers, families, relationships. How do you even begin to put a dollar figure on that kind of lifelong harm?
Well, that's why the Tasmanian government came to me, because they were really stuck on how do we attach a dollar amount to this, because the original proposal was for $5,000. And I, along with many others, said that is insulting. It's actually worse to offer too little money, that it just adds insult to injury. So it's better to be overly generous in the compensation rather than too little. So I looked at things like people who'd been compensated for wrongful convictions. So we all know Lindy Chamberlain, Kathleen Fogarty. So there were lots of people who have been imprisoned for, in those two cases, killing their children. And the governments have stepped up and said, we made a mistake, we were wrong, we want to compensate you. I looked at schemes in other countries like Germany that has set up a scheme of a minimum of 3,000 euros to men who were convicted of crimes related to homosexuality, and then they get amounts on top of that depending upon the penalty that they were subjected to. So it was looking at global standards, it was looking at fundamental legal principles of how do you make someone whole again after such a wrong has been done to them.
We're chatting with Professor Paula Gerber from Monash University about Tasmania's landmark move to compensate gay men convicted under historic homosexuality laws. Paula, just a couple of messages came in saying from Nick in Brunswick saying, imagine living your whole life feeling like a criminal for loving someone. My heart broke hearing Paula talk about those men.
Yes. I mean, many of them fled the state or the country. I went to the funeral last month of Noel Tovey, who's at 17 years old, was imprisoned in Pentridge for having sex with another man. And he went and escaped to England for decades because there was just so much shame attached to his life in Australia.
Jason Richmond said, let's not forget the trans women who were targeted too. Their pain deserves to be recognised. And you mentioned that before, Paula.
And is under this legislation. It's not just gay men. It is also trans women who are entitled to have those convictions expunged and to automatically be paid compensation as soon as the conviction is expunged.
Paula, how did Tasmania go about designing this scheme and what kind of legal framework did you help create?
Well, I advised them about not having just a single payment. They were adamant that they didn't want to assess individual claims. And I actually, in the end, agreed with them on that, because if there is a degree of discretion involved in how much someone is paid, then you risk inequity in decisions and some people getting more than others. So I said, we need to have a fixed sum, but based on differentiating circumstances. So I recommended $15,000 be paid to persons who were charged but not convicted and didn't serve any time in jail. $45,000 to persons who were convicted but did not serve time in jail, and $75,000 to persons who were convicted and were subjected to a penalty, be that time in prison or time in a mental institution where they were subjected to conversion practices to, in quotation marks, cure their homosexuality. So three different tiers of redress depending upon what the justice system did to the individual.
Paula, do you think we'll see other states follow suit soon? Or are some governments still hesitating to open that door?
Well, I think a lot of people were waiting to see what happened in Tasmania. This passed with bipartisan support. Every party agreed that this was the right approach. So I think now that we have a model that's been enacted in Tasmania, other states will be more willing to adopt a similar model. There will obviously be more people in Victoria, in New South Wales, in Queensland, because of larger populations who are affected by these laws. And also it's potentially setting a precedent for other wrongs that have been done to gays and lesbians and trans people. For example, many, many Australians were dishonourably charged from the Defence Force for being gay or trans. And the UK has set up a system of compensating those people, because having a dishonourable discharge on your record is, again, a painful legacy that stays with you your whole life. So Rodney Croom in Tasmania is now going to be shifting his advocacy towards the Australian Defence Force to adopt a similar system of redress.
Dave says in Collingwood, every state should follow, every government should say, sorry, this is what humanity looks like. What do you reckon, Paula?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Victoria under Dan Andrews was the first state in the world to apologise. But apologies, it was, you know, I was sitting in Parliament when he did it and there wasn't a dry eye in the place. It was a very heartfelt apology. But I think to truly right wrongs, to give the victims of these crimes a sense of closure, a sense of justice, then reparations are appropriate.
Paula, always good to chat with you. Thank you so much for sharing the work that's been behind this this change and this compensation happening in Tasmania.
Well, hopefully we'll talk soon when it happens in other states as well.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Paula.
Thanks, Warren.
That's Professor Paula Gerber, Professor of Law at Monash University, who's helping drive Tasmania's world-leading reform to compensate those convicted under historic homosexuality laws.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.